That's great.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Let me just PowerPoint this up. Right. So, this meeting will be about the conceptual design. Don't ask me precisely what conceptual design is. It's just something important that we need to do. Think of it as kind of turning the abstract into slightly more concrete. In this meeting, ideally, we'll come to some final decisions on what we're going to do for the prototype. Right, so apologies for the last meeting. It was brought to my attention that I did not make the rules clear enough, so I will attempt to do so more accurately in this particular meeting. Fair enough. Thanks for the input. It's always good. So basically, all we're going to do is have some presentations again, much like last time. I'm going to go through you. Whoever wants to go first is fine by me. And we'll collate what we know about what we discussed in the last meeting, possible directions. And then we'll make some more decisions on firm up our idea on how we want this remote control to look and work. So, perfect. So without further ado, whoever wants to go first is free to.
I'll go first.
All right, Nathan, take it away. It is Nathan, right? I'm not calling you the wrong name over
there. No, Nathan's fine.
Good.
It's either Nathan or participant two.
Mr. Participant two, that is.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Basically, what I'm going to have to talk to you about today is component design. And it's been brought to my attention that we may be somewhat limited as to what we can do because of what our manufacturer offers. So basically, what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about that. Components of remote control. Okay. We've already kind of gone over this, but we're going to have to get into more detail and probably have to reach some conclusions sometime soon. Energy source. Our manufacturer offers a variety of energy sources. Your standard battery, solar cells. Our manufacturer didn't say anything about lithium, so we might have to look, if we do go that route, we might have to look elsewhere. And also, there's a kinetic energy possibility. Basically, it's like a the idea of moving the remote would create enough energy to keep it running. So that's one possibility, but I don't know whether that would be powerful enough to illuminate a touchscreen. So we'll have to look into that. The case, we have a few options: plastic, rubber, or wood. And then as far as the way it's shaped, we can do standard boring flat, which we probably don't want to do, curved, or a very sexy double curved.
What kind of thickness are we looking at?
I imagine that we could specify. I don't see any reason to go outside of the convention of 3 or 4 millimeters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The buttons, there are multiple scroll buttons available from our manufacturer, but to use those, we would have to use more chips, and that would cost us more. And if we do go with the rubber double curved case, we'll have to use rubber push buttons because the other buttons aren't compatible with that. And just a little note there, touchscreen equals mini chips, which equals mini euro. One thing that I noticed is that most remotes operate on the infrared part of the spectrum. So you notice when you push a button on the remote, you can't see anything coming out of it. But in fact, there is light coming out of the remote, and the television can detect that. And if you were to record, if you were to make a video recording, you could actually see the light. One thing that I thought might be interesting was to use visible light coming out of the remote, just kind of as a fun gimmick. So you could actually see something coming out of the remote when you pushed it. Of course, it'd have to be a part of the spectrum that wouldn't damage the human eye.
Maybe is there an option that we could have that off or on so a person could select, like...
Yeah, I'm sure that we could do that.
Yeah,
of course.
I like the idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, just as a fun gimmick.
Yeah.
Just set us apart a little bit. And then onto the circuit board that we're going to use, also known as the chip. We really don't have any way around the TA11835. Findings. Okay. We're very limited by what our current manufacturers can offer. And my question to all of you is, should we look to other manufacturers or just make do with what we have available?
Interesting question.
It's a bit of a challenge question.
Well, I'd say shop around, but with our time constraints, is that really a feasible option?
Mm. Right. That's my concern, too. If we do go the lithium battery route, then we'll have to go outside our current manufacturer. My personal preference is, I'll just throw my cards on the table. I think we should probably go the solar battery route, just to kind of keep with the environmentally friendly theme that we have going on. I like the idea of the visible light signaling as something to set us apart. And I was thinking of ways that we could produce the remote in a variety of different case materials to suit different tastes. So we're not so confined by one style and say some, you know, say our, the one, if we just go with one and it doesn't go over well, then we're in a bad situation.
Mm.
Right.
Can we do marketing piloting too? Try to see what kind of, before we launch, can we see how they're received?
It's an option. Actually, I've got some research already on like what we're looking at and trends in casing right now, which actually might even come into play beforehand.
Okay,
maybe
perfect.
Help us decide for now.
Great, thank you very much, Nathan. It's perfect.
Welcome.
So I guess that makes sense for you to take it from here.
I guess so. Because I found some interesting things.
Fascinating. Compelling. <Interesting.
laughs> I know. What a teaser, isn't it? Right. So, current market trends. Screen. Basically, I was looking at what's going on in the remote control market right now and what's going on in other design fields to see sort of what's trendy, what's new, what's happening. Remote control right now, basically everybody says they want newer, fancier, more exciting. They're sick of this boring, normal, functional. That we need innovative design options, and it needs to be an easy user interface. The challenge is that current trends right now across the board in fashion, in furniture, in technology, is a very organic fruit and vegetable kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying we should have, you know, tomato-shaped remote controls or anything, but I think it is possible maybe to use natural colors. Like if wood is an option, that whole organic, sleek, clean line thing may be something we can look into. Different skin options, or if we can't afford this touch plate thing or touch face screen interface, maybe having the images be specific, like you could choose your menu bullets to be different. Okay, not the example I would choose, but you know what I mean, to sort of, and apparently the feel of the next couple of years is spongy. Not something I've
like
come
it.
Up with a definite answer on, though if we can get around to getting piloting, I thought maybe a casing option, like a, not like a skin, but like a holder almost, if you could do like leather options or wood options or something.
I should have mentioned this, as far as the rubber that we can use, we can use a rubber as part of the case that has a consistency of those stress balls.
Yes.
Mm. Might be an interesting way to go.
Slick.
Yeah, so something to sit on for now. So overall, I think we should stick with what we're finding. Everybody's looking for easy to use, technologically innovative, and this fancy new, I think perhaps the double curve thing, and maybe this rubber option is our best way to go for right now.
Interface. Oh, the interface graphics for the.
Yeah. But then if the touch screen thing isn't going to work out for us, that's really non-issue.
I like the idea of rubber, too, because it tends to be associated with being durable, something that you can drop, and it doesn't matter.
True.
So many, you go to so many houses these days, and you see broken remote controllers.
Very true.
Yeah,
taped
like
with duct tape.
Yep.
Very much so.
You wouldn't have that problem.
We could have a duct tape casing.
Oh.
We could. I think that goes against the whole fancy something in the line, but worth a shot.
You could go to the granola crowd.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I know.
Great. Thanks for that, Sarah.
No problem.
Ron?
is adjusting. One moment, please. So, interface concept by your faithful user interface. So, user interface, guys, is basically aspects of a computer system that we can see or hear or otherwise perceive. Commands and mechanisms that basically user uses to control the operating system. Here's a series of different remote controls that are out on the market today. I think we're definitely trying to get away from this kind of a look.
Yeah.
So the following are a bunch of different interface concepts. Voice recognition. We actually have some new information from our research design team, but I'll get to that in a moment. So current voice recognition starts up to about 80 speech samples. And basically you record your own verbal labels and connect them to the remote control. Now our design team, research team, has been able to set up a system in which you can teach the remote control voice recognition system to respond to with standard responses. Like you could say, good morning, remote control, and it will say in a sexy female voice, good morning, Joe. In fact, we already have this for our coffee maker line.
A lot of single people on the on the remote control research team.
Yeah.
Another concept is what Apple has come up with, the spinning wheel with LC display, like on the iPods, which I'm sure most of you know about. Mm. Then we have this scroll button with integrated push button. Kind of like a modern mouse, a bit bulky, a bit crazy. I don't think that's what we're necessarily going for.
No.
And some special components, ideas like blocking, having the ability to block channels for your children, and dedicated buttons for commonly used channels, and even ideas like secured or hidden programming. But again, if we go with touchscreen, I don't think that's a big issue. And this is kind of the big daddy of the jumble universal remote control is almost impossible to misplace.
Yeah, I can see.
again, probably not what we're going for. So I mean, my ideas here and kind of where I think we're heading is something slightly larger than a regular iPod with a hard plastic casing. Although I think some of the suggestions we've come up with are definitely very good ideas. Changeable casings. Our design team was possibly talking about including one extra faceplate with the package to kind of set the idea that you can change it, and you can try changing and kind of get used to thinking about maybe buying another one, which can add value to our bottom line. Touchscreen interface. Possibly having go-to buttons being stuck into the system so those don't move away from the screen. The important ones like power, volume, and jump between channels. And of course our voice command system, which I've talked a little bit about already. And the use of recognizable colors and shape state recognition of the features that are around. So red for power, arrows for different volume ups and downs and channels ups and downs and whatnot. And perhaps even adding in some stupid little jokes with the voice recognition idea, like for instance my toasty maker that I got from my bank has jokes when it's ready.
Nice.
Great.
And that is about it.
Great, wonderful, Ron. Cool. A lot of good ideas, good facts to have. That's what they need, is like a little dongle that just sticks up this further, so you don't have to stand up every time.
Yeah.
My kingdom. Right, so good to know all that stuff. Thanks, guys. Now we kind of have to come to some decisions. I figure we can just go down the line and all three of us can have a chat about it. Based on what Nathan presented as far as the various costs and benefits. I think, I don't know, what do you guys think about the touch screen at this point?
I think it's our most marketable feature just because it's so new and it's something that is showing up in other places.
Okay.
But can we really afford it? Because it looks like they would be that would be our really main cost source then, right?
My estimate is that in order to incorporate touchscreen technology, it's going to cost us upwards of €17.50.
It's pretty much what.
Yeah, that's just an estimate though.
Well, you guys are always the dampers on these. You industrial designers.
I know. It's
And our goal was to be under $12.50, or we have to be under $12.50.
Well,
I thought there was some flexibility with that.
Okay.
There is. It's just, it is a question
can
of.
Can we justify it?
And how much? Does that mean we're going to have to increase the price to make money? From $12.50, if we want to get a 100% profit margin. That would mean selling it for 25. If you multiply 1750 by 2, that's 35.
Right.
So
where do you guys come up with these numbers?
It's just off the top of my head. It is pending further emails.
From the board.
Right.
Well,
so I think that's what people would pay for. I mean, if you're going to pay for an expensive high-class remote, you're going to expect it to do something.
That's true.
It is in a, it would be in a class of its own.
Yeah.
And that's, to be fair, the percent of the market, we're not going for mass mass sales anyway. We're going to make, we're not talking about selling 8 zillion of these things. We just couldn't, not for €25. So we could probably maybe shrink the profit margin rather than selling for 25, sell them for 30, but that's something that we can have finance deal with.
Yeah.
I say that we provisionally go with the touch screen. What was your thought on the matter, Ron?
I'm thinking that's definitely a good idea, and I also think that we could probably come up with some sort of a cheaper means to go about this kind of production.
So
my team in the on the third floor suggested.
Well, and we can look into this other manufacturing option. I mean, we can get them somewhere else cheaper.
Yeah, it's true. We could initially go with what we have, and if we can find them cheaper.
Starting point anyway. So.
And we could have this very simple touch screen. You know, there's always the opportunity if it's going to be about the size of the iPod or whatever. You know, I guess we can play around with it a bit. All right, let's say that, okay, so the touchscreen will be our main selling point here.
I mean, so I think that we really have two main selling points.
Yeah,
I think that our casing and the voice recognition.
I mean, really, this is pretty bells and whistles kind of remote.
Yeah.
The voice rec thing, I mean, if we're looking at bottom line, now we're looking at upping the cost to 17 to get the touch screen on. I think we might have to drop the voice rec.
I think we'd have to decide between them, definitely.
Yeah.
To be honest, we have the we have the design in-house. I mean, we've come up with this. With
true.
This new voice,
we've
using it for
it.
Our coffee machines already. I can pass you on that email from my guy down the hall. Sounds good.
Hmm. What do you think on it, Nathan, about the voice rec?
I think if we do both, obviously the production costs are going to go way up. But it does put it into, it become the Rolls Royce of remote controls, basically.
Pretty much.
It would be very nice.
I mean, we have to reflect back on what our market research did say.
Right, and they said they wanted voice recognition. Of course, maybe they hadn't thought of this whole touchscreen option, but definitely, we know the market is there for voice recognition. So to say we have the technology and we're not going to use it, even though we know it'll sell, is a call I don't think I can give the highs ups.
Mm.
Like, really, I can't go in and say, no, we're going to just ignore everything we know.
Yeah.
Does having both really up our costs?
I can't see how it wouldn't. I mean, there's, you know, the old aphorism, you can have it fast, you can have it cheap, or you can have it quality. Pick two of three. You know, you can't have all three.
Yeah, because you're just upping
impossible.
The number of chips that you need to deal with each different function.
Well, if we're going to pick between... all right, so we have to pick between one of the two. Otherwise, yeah, it just becomes cost prohibitive. Which do we suspect we should hold on to?
Well, we already have research backing voice recognition as, you know, fiscally solvent. But I personally would tend to another direction, but if that's what's going to sell, I think that's what we need to go with, and maybe we can table this touchscreen for our next model.
I would have to side with that. I think the voice recognition is simpler. We already have all the technology in-house. It's ready to go. It's packaged. It's.
What does the cost look like, Juan? Is it cheaper to do the VR or to do the touchscreen? Nathan?
Well, my...
It's just off the top of my head, keep in mind, but I think the voice recognition would, they're both going to push the costs up, but since we already have the technology in-house for the voice recognition, we're not going to have to do as much design work, and sometimes the design work is what pushes the costs up,
right?
If you know what I mean.
I definitely have to agree with that last one.
And we're still not, then we don't have to deal with this battery issue nearly as much either. Mm. We can stick with what we've already got in a lot of other ways too.
Okay, so I'm getting, alright, so more or less, you guys think that of the two of them, the voice recognition will be better. Okay.
I think it's our lower risk option, which for right now, we can have it on the market sooner, which is all in all our best option.
Okay, sorted. We will omit the touch screen in favor of voice recognition.
You and me outside a little.
So, and when are we going to have basic prototypes coming up next? That's you guys' next step, right?
Yeah, well, we'll sort out what else we're going to talk about for the prototype. But yeah, that's our next step. We'll be developing.
Are we going to talk now about the materials that we're going to use for the case? And
we'll just run through it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You discussed either a lithium or a solar power. Would the solar power be enough to fuel a voice recognition, this kinesthetic one, would that be enough to fuel a voice recognition remote control?
The solar power definitely would be, but I think just to keep people from getting annoyed, because sometimes solar power fails, there's no way around that, we should install a small backup battery. Just to cover those moments when, for whatever reason, the remote hasn't been exposed.
People have, like, a TV in their basement. Like, what if we can't guarantee sunlight everywhere, so having a secondary source is probably...
It works about the same as a solar-powered calculator, and you know how those don't really require that much light. Obviously, a little more light than a calculator, but we're not talking about a lot of light. It doesn't have to be out taking a sun bath for hours a day or anything.
Okay.
What do you think, Ron?
I'm willing to agree with everything that's being said.
Okay.
I have to say, though, that... another idea has come up in my head. If we're really not handling the remote control to a great extent, we could possibly get away from the idea of having a handheld remote control and maybe kind of have a round remote control that kind of looks like a paperweight or something like that. Kind of a sleek little thing that sits on your table or something.
Interesting.
Just a thought.
Why moving away from handheld? Why? What's the...
Well, if you don't need to pick it up, it could kind of be a selling point.
If it's got voice recognition, it can be technically anywhere in your room and still do its job.
Do you think people that buy a remote, are they always going to want to use the voice recognition? Is it just something that they do sometimes?
True, and probably I think we're banging on selling it to more than just voice recognition people. Like, we want it to work fundamentally.
We have to have a button on it too, as well.
Right.
But that's no bother. I mean, if you look at the catalog from places like with Sharper Image or whatever, you know, they might have, or like, who is it, Apple makes these really pretentious speakers with the subwoofers, you know, like clear and glass, and, you know, and then they got the little pyramidal type of speakers. I mean, why not have a little rounded kind of thing? It could still have the basic buttons on it, because we're going for basic functionality primarily as well.
With the button,
and maybe a menu button and so forth, you know, use a channel button to scroll through the menu if they want to record programs or whatever, you know.
I think you're onto something, because we need to escape the traditional shape of a remote. Maybe something that looks nice on a table would be good, even though, and handheld at the same time.
I think it's all about following Apple's lead on a lot of these
things. I'm thinking of the airport portal, you know, like that little pod looking thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, a nice. Although we do, as I'm recalling that she mentioned, we need to get away from the surgical white kind of brushed aluminum thing and get back to it. But you could have a very tasteful wood-colored or earth-tone kind of
terracotta bowl or something.
still, I mean, yeah, along those lines. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Let's see what we can do as far as that goes.
Okay.
And the material, like the plastics and so forth, we were discussing that being using like a rubber kind of softer feel. You know, like if you feel the tip on this pen is a bit, gives just a bit.
Yeah.
You know, something where it's a more advanced form of plastic that has some kind of a tactile response to it.
Right. Just kind of the squishy feel.
Yeah, which is the next big thing, so that's not going to hurt us either.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can do a squishy, non-remote control-looking remote control. But to be fair, yeah, I mean, you could just put it, literally put it on the coffee table next to the telly and say, volume up. I don't know, I like it. I like the idea. That's good. And we've sort of discussed costs. I guess that's going to be a thing. If we run a bit over budget, that might be okay.
Sorry about the lack of information on costs. I just haven't been provided that information by manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have more of an idea with the prototype. We'll have more of an idea later on. And we'll go from there. So we've revisited the touch screen and more or less ruled that out. We're more or less in agreement that we want to have a simple kind of function, you know, not too complex.
Right. Well, when the majority of people are only using the most primary functions on a daily basis, although I'm not saying we should completely rule out major functions, they should be secondary. At least, if not functionally, then visually, like, those shouldn't be.
Right.
Like, maybe have menu things.
If we're not going the touchscreen route, then we can just incorporate maybe something that folds out. Like, what you often see on these kinds of remotes is the most basic functions up here. And then something that slides down and to reveal, you know, the more complicated things.
Yes.
Well, do you want to consider, like, an iPod screen, which isn't a touchscreen, but you're still scrolling through menu options in...
I think then we're hitting our cost issue again.
True.
The thing of if we're going to have a non-remote looking remote,
true.
How do we, yeah.
Fair enough.
But no, I mean, we could do a slide or a compartment, you know, like if it's, say, it's a little vaguely ovoidal type of thing, it'd be easy to have a compartment in there. Or, you know, a series of, you know, three or four buttons with a menu button and then a side and up and down type of thing, like on a DVD player. You know, you see the modern DVD players, they'll just have... a menu button on the side and then four buttons around them, and
right.
You can just kind of maneuver through the menu like that.
So are we talking, we need to figure out what kind of buttons we're going to use. Are we going to use scroll buttons, rubber buttons?
Well, it seems like, I don't know, it seems to me that we could just do the stick with the rubber, because we're probably going to be using some kind of rubber for the outside case. We might as well stick with that.
Right.
I think to a certain extent we have to stick with kind of a little bit traditional in terms of the buttons, and then and then make our unique feature our casing and whatnot, and our voice command.
Well, and those basic just like four directions that can use as menu or channel and volume or however you want to do it are really versatile, and everybody's already got them to some extent on remotes they already own, so it's not like we're dealing with everybody relearning things, because that's not something anybody's going to want to buy new for.
Right.
Okay. We've already kind of covered this as well. It seems to be selling. And we're more or less agreed that we want to target this youth market.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now with 18 to 35-year-olds being such a large quantity of the population.
Right. Particularly in technological fields, so
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's exactly where we're headed.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, more or less covered what we need to cover, I think. Any final thoughts before we think about doing on the moving on to the prototype?
Well, what are we actually doing?
Right. I was just going to step on to...
Oh, it wasn't in the way, but...
Oh, wasn't? Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
I was just going to assign tasks in the next...
Sure.
Any other final thoughts before we go ahead and... Cool?
So have we decided that we are going to go with different style cases for different people? Or are we just going to go with one? It's very hard thing to predict because you have different cases and that might open up your market a little bit, obviously. But if you have just one case and it doesn't go over well,
yeah,
it's a tough situation. But obviously, having more cases also costs more. So,
well, then again, colors wouldn't be so hard to do. You could have
a kind of
a natural wood color, like a stained wood, and I don't know, olive green or something.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so much of a problem to incorporate into the color of the rubber, I don't think.
And again, copying IMAX kind of for iPod, Mac,
yeah,
Apple's color scheme.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Okay, so let's work on multiple case colors. But yeah, stick with the same same basic non-remote kind of remote design. Cool. All right, so we'll have the next meeting in about half an hour. Nathan, I'd like you to work on just the basic look and feel. What can we accomplish given these parameters that we've sorted out, this kind of non-remote-remote?
Right.
What are our broad constraints before we design a prototype? And Ron, if you can figure out how probably best to lay out this idea of the simple design with the voice recognition built in and also this kind of drop down or on the side kind of menu options, simple, somehow work out how we can get this all in the same place. And if you can check product evaluation, we can do some pilots and stuff. I need you guys to work together on making a prototype using prototype building materials. and also specific instructions will be sent to you by your coaches as well.
Excellent.
So that's what to start with for now. Is that all right?
Cool.
I guess we're clear about
sounds
this.
Good.
Fabulous.
All right. I guess we'll just hit the bricks. Thanks, guys.
Cool.